BIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Mother! Thunder Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Good evening, everybody. It is Friday, November the 20th, and you are listening to Glam Rocks here on CILU. Matt Prokopchak here, of course, with you as always, a part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on CILU. Great to have you along for the ride, as always. 60 minutes of good time rock and roll to get you into your weekend here as we come up close to December. Hard to believe as 2020 marches towards an end. And well, I think for a lot of us, that might kind of be a good thing. But like I say, fret not. We've got some fun music here for you on the show tonight, like I say, to get you through your Friday night. We're going to hear some music tonight from Adam Baum, and that's a bit of an interesting name, but and a gentleman who, unfortunately, despite being around at the right time, had the right image, and by all intents and purposes, hung out with the right people, just never kind of got that big, kind of the big break, so to speak. Did put out a few albums in the 1980s, but resides, I think, firmly in the cult hero category. So anyway, we'll give him a little bit of a spin tonight, and we'll play some music from him. We also are going to go back to the 1970s in a band that was a considered very much a cult band at that time, although nowadays considered one of the most influential hard rock bands of all time, particularly on the punk scene. I'm talking about the New York Dolls, so we'll spin something from them, and we'll play a classic track from The Sweet. I'm going to dig nice and deep into their vast discography, some of their prime mid-70s material, and play some Sweet as well. So all of that and much more coming up tonight. Of course, questions, comments, song requests, you can always shoot me an email, glamrocks@luradio.ca. That's glam, R-O-X-X, at luradio.ca. Well, Def Leppard had many, many hits off of 1987's blockbuster record, Hysteria. That album was still charting singles a good 2 years or so after it was originally released, which is just ridiculous. Over 10 million units sold in the United States alone, along with Pyromania, one of very few bands to ever achieve that feat. It was just a record of its time, and a record that a lot of people like to listen to. This next song we're going to play tonight, one of the big singles off of that record, a song I definitely remember when it was popular in 1988 or so. I think I was all 5 years old, but it was one of those songs you just could not escape, whether it was on the radio or playing on people's cassette players. A lot of fun to listen to. This is Def Leppard with Animal here on Glam Rocks, CILU 102.7 FM.
Comes to town. We are the hungry ones on a lightning beam, just like a river runs, like a fire flame. Oh, I pray for you. I got a dark feeling in my
off of his album Fatal Attraction. Here is Adam Baum with the title track here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
I felt the world vibrate. They put the shock in my rock and roll. Some Joe Cherry wine.
What a shame.
They don't remember her name.
What a shame.
The flicker and fade of a fame.
Telephone.
It ain't a ringing no more. She hasn't loved the music since 74. High heel, hard platform floor. She put the shock in my rock and roll. Needles in the red lamp, out of control. She put the shock in my rock and roll.
Thank you.
Thunder Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM on the web, luradio.ca. Dirty Looks there with Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, and before that we heard Sire with Flaunt It, a great song by Crash Kelly in there too. She put the shock in my rock and roll, and like I mentioned, Adam Bomb there with the title track to Fatal Attraction. You're listening to Glam Rocks on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchak here with you, of course, as always, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on CILU, following Mr. Ryan Trush and Lipstick and Leather. So hope you're having a great night. We'll be right back right after this.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Blue-eyed boy, Mr. Blue.
from your base campus and community radio, CILU 102.7 FM on the web, luradio.ca. Classic from Kiss there. That is Saint and Sinner. And in before that, kicking us off on the side B of tonight's show, was the Heavy Metal Kids with Blue Eyed Boy. Saint and Sinner there, that song from Kiss coming off of 82's Creatures of the Night, a great album, really, probably one of the tightest, heaviest albums that Kiss ever did, and yet, interestingly, they were basically, for all intents and purposes, a three-piece at the time. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, obviously, were firmly in place, and Eric Carr had been formally introduced on drums, replacing Peter Criss. But the guitar slot around this time was actually very interesting, insofar that Ace Frehley was pictured on the cover and publicly credited as, you know, writing songs and playing on the record, but he did not play a lick on that album at all. Paul Stanley obviously played rhythm guitar, as he was wont to do, but the band basically had a rotating cast of sessional players filling in on guitar on that record, one of whom, interestingly enough, on one song was actually Steve Ferris, who would go on to form Mr. Mister in the mid-80s, and certainly not the type of music that you might associate, but he was kind of one of those consummate professional session guys that could pretty much play anything. But the main guy on this record was Vinnie Vincent, and even though he was not credited at the time, he would, I believe, for the tour for this record, be unveiled as Kiss's permanent replacement for Ace Frehley. But it was kind of interesting that way when they went into the recording studio and were marketing the album, they were still basically saying that, no, Ace is the guitarist here, but he had, like I say, absolutely nothing to do with it at all. You are listening to Glam Rocks on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchuk here with you, of course, as always, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on CILU. Going to keep things rolling right along here and play some music from a band who, Kiss, quite frankly, was probably very influenced by them. Both New York area bands and both loving the makeup, although, like I say, Kiss's was quite a bit different in style. The New York Dolls did it in much more of an androgynous way and turned a lot of heads for people who were paying attention to them back in the 1970s. Put out some great music, hugely influential, and we're going to play a track here off of their self-titled debut record. This is The Dolls with Frankenstein here on Glam Rocks, CILU 102.7 FM.
Something must happen. Oh, my man, hide it. Who could have spawned all the children this time? Did they children, you were better than any man. There was never nothing you would ever understand. But you knew who was bent on being master, making his demented plans. He's always making his plans. When those plans, they don't fit your style, you get a feeling of your own heart too. When he starts calling you out and you just don't know what to do. So now you come around here and you're trying to take over the town. Just because I'm back home, baby, how it puts you down. Oh, baby, how it puts you down. I know that puts you down. Is it a crime? Is it a crime? But you don't fall in love with Frankenstein. Is it wrong? Could it be wrong? Wrong, baby, don't you wanna learn? Cause you're trying to be so selective. You'll never live your lies a whole time. Who's the one you're loving? Misunderstood like a friend.
Yeah.
Thunder Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM on the web, luradio.ca. Slade there from their late 80s period with still the same Robin Black with We Saw Right Through Ya and the New York Dolls with Frankenstein. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, as always, we're going to take you out with a song from The Suite off of the Off the Record album from 1976. The band's starting to slide a little bit here. This was kind of, I would argue, this is the last great record The Suite put out before internal turmoil and personnel changes started to... changing musical direction too, really kind of starting to take their toll on the band. But this is a solid record all the way through, and a great song off of it is Midnight to Daylight, and that's what we're going to take you out with. The Suite. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you in 7 days.
She's been fed. Was it 17 and old enough to know about the things that should be clean
and where she should have been?
Said, oh, you pretty thing. My head was in a state, and every time you came with me, you said that you were late. I should have had you made.
The things I-